The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
That has a value. You go to any church anywhere in the world, and if they're doing the Latin Mass, the Latin Rite, then it's going to look, should look, the exact same, low or high. The only difference would be if a homily is given, and you don't have to give one, then you could give it in the vernacular. And sometimes the priest will read the epistle or the gospel in the vernacular. It's fine. Once he takes the maniple off, Mass is on pause. He's put it on pause. He's outside of the ordinary now. Now, you see, there's so much logic and beauty and symmetry to the old rite. And this is what the enemies of man and the enemies of God know that they must destroy. It is that beauty, and it is that symmetry, and it is that reverence, because they know it puts man on his knees. He's not on an equal with the priest, because the priest is the representative of Christ. I can't think of a better reason and a better remedy for a lukewarm, now falling farther and faster away in numbers from the faith, than to retreat to the beauty, and it is beauty when you see it, of the old Mass, the way it's practiced in cathedrals. Does that mean that you have to build a cathedral that looks like it was made in the 11th century? Well, you could, but no, you don't have to. And Skojak hits on some of these parts, but there's a point in the early part of his essay, why do people have a problem with the Novus Ordo? What he's done here is he's turned this upside down. Because people are always haranguing him as they're always haranguing me whenever the question comes up. In recent days, he wrote, I found myself in a number of discussions about various topics. Interesting. Hmm? And I've got to get set up for Brother Andre. Because, you know, we, struggling from moment to moment to keep lights on and internet on, we don't have roadies here. So his Skype's got to be turned on during the middle of a program. I got to do the turning on. So that's what the what is. Mr. Church, where'd you go? Okay, we're all set. In recent days, I found myself in a number of discussions about various topics. Oddly, it seems the traditionalist Catholic view about the importance of liturgy often winds up being part of the debate. In one example, in part of a larger discussion about the corruption in the institutional church, a man said to me, you are so much like a dear priest friend who loves the traditional Latin Mass and thinks its return will solve the human problems of the church. His bitterness is in danger of crushing his faith. Yours is in danger for the same reason. Close quote. We were not talking about the liturgy, Skojak said. So why do so many arguments inescapably find their way there? You've no doubt heard the sentiment my interlocutor is referring to. Save the liturgy, save the world. This is, of course, an oversimplification, but not a gross one. It would be a critical error to understate the significance of liturgy in our lives. As I wrote in my essay, Why Liturgy Really Is the Key to Everything, and then he gets into his this previous essay that he wrote. And I'm going to skip ahead to this part right here. The architects of the church's new and improved liturgy knew exactly what they were doing. And they have been successful. They have, with a single stroke, moved the entire liturgical edifice of the church to a foundation of sand. And now that this edifice is crumbling to the ground, and the faith along with it, they swoop in telling us that the other truths of our faith are nothing more than ideals, too hard to live up to. That because things have strayed so far, we must now find ways to accept and work with situations as they are. By destroying our understanding of our relationship with God through the central act of prayer of the church, they have undermined all else besides. Now, after a half century of demolition, they are dismantling what's left of the faith almost unopposed. And he's right about this. You bring this up, what you'll get is, what are you saying? I have a friend that tells me this every time I see him. Well, you know, when I do tune into your show, all I hear is you against all other Catholics because there's something wrong with them. And as I always tell him, dude, what day did I ever say something was wrong with them? Or is it more likely that I said that something was wrong with the practice and that they had been led into it and had been told that, oh, no, no, it's valid, it's good, it's holy, and it's all it needs to be. Which to me is a bit like saying that, see that pie right there that you just found? Sparkles and shimmers like gold. That's all you need. No one will ever know that you made a ring out of pyrite. Fool's gold. You can wear it. You can tell everyone it's gold. No one's going to take rip the ring off your finger and dip it into some acid and give it a test to see how many carats it is. So for all practical intents and purposes, it's gold. But wait. Reality says its chemical composition, it's not gold. You have your story and we have ours. There's a gem, a jewel that is hidden right underneath our nose in the way and manner and form in which, it's me talking, not Skojak, the old rite is said.